This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
After the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days. So this is the feast we call Pentecost. And this is Passover. Jesus came and was the Passover lamb. Pentecost is the day they received the word at Sinai, the Ten Commandments, and it's also the day we had the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now we have a break, some time, and you move over from Pentecost, which is in June. You have the largest length of time, and then you get another one, another Moed. And we're on that one right now. I believe there's a significance. I think those are the fulfilled feasts, and I think now there's been a space of time, and we're getting over to the ones that have not been fulfilled yet completely. Even though things have happened on these dates, filled partially, but not fulfilled. And so the first one, after you've waited a space of a few months, the first one you come to is the one we're on right now, Rosh Hashanah, this evening and tomorrow. Now here is what it is, verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Rosh Hashanah, today, is a day of the sounding of the shofar. Now, if you went to a synagogue tonight, they would have a gold-plated ram's horn. It would be a ram's horn taken from a ram. If you were in the temple, I don't know if they do it in every synagogue, but in temple days, they had a band of gold a couple of places around that shofar. And that shofar will be blown tonight more than 100 times. And it will be blown in a certain pattern because this is the Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, or the blowing of trumpets. Now then, you will count from this day 10 days, and you will come to verse 27. On the 10th day of this month, there shall be a day of atonement. This is Yom Kippur. This is the day the high priest put his hands on the scapegoat's head and passed over the sins of the people and sent the scapegoat out into the wilderness. A crimson-dyed wool cord was cut in two. Part of it was tied on the scapegoat's horn. Part of it hung in the temple. And then they passed the sins over to the scapegoat. The scapegoat went out into the wilderness to a certain cliff. When it went over the cliff, if their sins were forgiven in the temple, the crimson-dyed wool cord would turn white. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And it was one of the miracles of the temple that showed that their sins had been pushed off for another year. And then after that, after the Day of Atonement, you come down to verse 33. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. And the Feast of Tabernacles was to build little booths and worship God rejoicing for 7 days, looking up through the top of the booth at the stars. You were supposed to remember that God alone protected you, that nothing in this world counted, and you could count on Him even in a flimsy little tabernacle like that. He would keep you. And it was to celebrate, you rejoiced for 7 days, that all the crop is in. Each one of these feasts was a harvest feast. Passover is the barley harvest, the very first barley seed. And Jesus was the first fruits of resurrection. Then Pentecost comes in the wheat harvest. But over in the fall, all the harvest is in. You have also the wine, you have the grapes, and you have the oil of the olives. So they rejoice that all the corn, all the wine, and all the oil is in. There's more than one harvest in God's great picture of planting and reaping. Now I want to tell you another meaning of this word moed that I have not shared with you before. Moeds are appointed times to meet with God. At each one of these appointed three feasts, they're going to go up and they're going to meet with God. Moeds are appointed times to meet with God. There is also, as well as a moed in time, there is a moed in space. Well, that's the part we haven't talked about before. There's a moed in space, which is a moed in space, which is a fixed place. Now remember, we're talking about arise to your place. There are appointed dates and there are appointed places. And to arise to your place, you need to know your place. Reading again from that unnamed source. A moed in space refers to the locality, the appointed place of assembly for an appointed purpose. For example, the Ohel Moed. We call it, and it's translated in King James, the tent of meeting. But in Hebrew, it's the tent of Moed. It's the place where you meet God. Moedim, the days, are days which stand out from the rest of the year. So on God's calendar, we're on a date right now that stands out from the rest of the year. And this date stands out as the beginning of a civil year. The sacred year starts with Passover. Now, you don't have any trouble remembering that you have January the 1st as a New Year's, and maybe you work for a business that has July as a fiscal year. The fiscal year begins in July. So you don't have any trouble with that. Now, they don't have any trouble with these, a sacred year and a civil year. Tonight, we're on the civil year. This is the one they change the dates on, and this is the one they count. This is the one from Adam's birth. This is Adam's creation, excuse me. This is the Moed in time. Now, I'm going to dare to tell you where they believe the Moed in space was, that he was created. You don't have to believe this. It comes from the oral tradition, but it does go back to Sinai. So if you'll turn with me to Genesis. Oh, boy. This is a fun study. He said, I labor in the scriptures. I told Terry, oh, I wouldn't call it labor. It's just fun. Too much fun. But I'll accept it if it's labor. It's good to enjoy your job, isn't it? This is Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, or you could say already formed. Now, according to the Sinai tradition, man, Adam, was created. In all the world, there is a country, there is a land, Israel, that's holy. In all that land, there is a city, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that's holy. In all that city, there is a hill, Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount, that's holy. And on that hill, there is a rock. A dome stands over it tonight. but it's holy. And according to the Sinai tradition, Adam was created on that hill, on that rock, on the Temple Mount. And it was the will of God that man become the temple of God. And he was created on the Temple Mount. When he was defiled, then they had a temple. But it is the, and the temple, if you went into a deep study of it, you would find that the temple, and the Jews are the ones I learned this from, corresponds to a person's body. Because his ultimate goal, God's, is that man should be the temple of God. All of this I learned from Jewish sources, including Apostle Paul. Know ye not? You are the temple. The temple of the Holy Ghost. And so God has great and wondrous and marvelous plans. Hallelujah. Now we're going to look at tonight a moed in space, a place. And if you remember from last night when we did our study, I love the Hebrew language. I love the root system. I love how you can see from every root system. You can preach a lesson out of every one of the roots. Now there is a root, and it's the root, I'm going to write it like this, Kum. And last night we looked in Mark where Jesus said to the little girl, Talita Kumi, little lamb, I say unto you, arise. And so this word Kum, this root word means rise. Stand. Now, one of the words that comes from them, from this word, is a word, makom. All you do is add a mem sound at the beginning, or we would want to add a little A in here. Makom. And it means a place of rising. Two. A standing place.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Branham Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybranham.org. From all of us at Billy Branham Ministries, Shalom.